Welcome to your evening meditation. So get in a comfortable spot. Ideally, feet on the ground. Spine straight, not forced, but gently straight and erect. Hands in your lap, on your thighs, palms up or down. Find what feels right and good. Eyes closed. Breathing in through the nose, down deep into the belly. Letting that belly fill up with breath. Exhaling, pushing the breath out the nose, bringing the navel back towards the spine, just wringing yourself out. Inhaling nice and deep, slowing down the breath, slowing down the body, slowing down the mind. Try for a count of five, and then rolling right into the exhale. And then flowing right back into the inhale. 2, 3, 4, 5. Flowing into the exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5. Bringing your attention to your feet where they're connecting with the earth. Feeling that breath in your body, moving slowly. And first, you're going to call all the energy back to your body. So imagine yourself like a giant magnet, a powerful magnet, and all the bits of you through emails and social media conversations you're anticipating or ones you had in real life, any frustrations, anything snagging you, your thoughts, pieces of your attention and energy that are scattered about in the universe, you're going to imagine them like little iron filings, and you're going to start bringing them back, attracting them back with your magnet. So just visualize attracting back all the parts of you to yourself, to your body, to wherever you are on the planet right at this moment. Call it all back. Just notice if you feel a little different. If you feel a little more whole or a little more something, just notice. If nothing at all, that's okay. You intended and are intending to call your energy back to your body, to make yourself whole again, to de-scatter, to integrate. And that is the intention of energy work and the power of visualization. Now let's take a moment to ground. You're just going to visualize the circumference of your abdomen as that tree trunk, thick bark. Just send that down through all the layers of building, city, and planet, all the way down to the core of the planet. And then wrapping your grounding trunk, the solid extension of your energy, around the molten iron crystal core of the planet 3 times and pull snugly. And then you'll draw that earth energy back up through your grounding trunk, that vital, connected earth energy. Draw it all the way back up to the layers of planet, city, building, to your body. Let it rise, fill you, rise within you, rising and moving up your central channel, intending that this earth energy is cleansing, clearing, and balancing your chakras, your energetic centers. And allowing your crown to open up, just visualizing it and allowing this earth energy to cascade out and around you like a fountain. And just letting it run. Good. And now bringing your attention down to your heart. And visualize breathing through your heart. The inhales and exhales that were previously coming through your nose and into your lungs are now coming in and out through your heart. Call up the feeling of appreciation or gratitude. Calling the feeling of appreciation or gratitude. You might need to jog it with a memory. It could be anything that allows you to really feel a deep appreciation or gratitude in your life. Call up that feeling. Don't get lost in the memory. Stay in the body. Feel the feeling of appreciation. Allowing it to be there. Appreciation is the highest vibration that we can offer as humans. Just stay here for another moment, really experiencing the feeling. Whether it feels big and flowing through your body, or it feels small and centrally located, there's just one part of your body that really feels it. Just start there. Each day you're going to return to this practice and feel it. Notice if it moves, grows, feels a little different. And for those of you that had no problem recalling that feeling, you can close out the meditation here and close out your evening. For those of you who may have had a little more difficulty conjuring up that feeling, stay here and I'll give you a little guidance. And then you'll use those notes each time you do this daily practice. For those of you who are less familiar with these emotional states, I'm going to suggest adding a step into this process. Think of something you appreciate. It does not matter how big or small the appreciation is, just so long as it is something or someone you appreciate. This could be as simple as appreciating a cold drink on a hot day, a beautiful piece of music, a gorgeous sunset, the kindness of a friend or stranger. The list of possible things to be appreciative of is really truly endless. The idea is to pick something that engenders the feeling of appreciation in you. And once you have the feeling, let the memory of what created the feeling drop away so that you're left with just the feeling of appreciation itself. If you are unable to even conjure up a memory of feeling appreciative or feeling gratitude for something or someone, that's okay. There's absolutely still a way for you to enter the healing powers of this coherent emotion of gratitude or appreciation. The trick is going to be to transcend your personal history, right, your stories, and rely on your brain's innate plasticity to create new neural networks using the sheer power of your imagination. And by doing this, you'll be able to create authentic, coherent emotions, which will, by their nature, create magnetic attractors that will eventually attract you to actual situations in your outer reality, will give you the reasons to feel appreciative. So imagine that you're actually experiencing what it is you would appreciate. Create a fantasy in which you see, hear, and feel that which you wish to appreciate. Bring all your senses into play. Make it as real as you can. Your brain mind will then begin to create both the experiential and physiological responses of appreciation. So after you experience the feeling, this feeling of appreciation, let the object of your appreciation drop away so that you're feeling the emotion of appreciation on its own. So experience with this self-created sense of appreciation multiple times. And as you repeat the experience, your brain, your mind will create new neurological networks that'll allow you to recall the feeling of appreciation at will. So work with that a bit. And then when you do the PM daily practice, this evening practice, you're just going to bring your imagination in for a bit during the part where we're conjuring up the feeling of appreciation. You're going to use the power of your mind, of creative fantasy, and soon enough you'll be able to conjure that feeling right up in your body. Okay, good. So work with that a bit and have a beautiful evening.